A peanut.
Okay. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy what his father?
Looked like his father.
Okay. The boy's behavior is similar to his father's. You would say that the boy what his father?
Act like his father.
That's right. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth who isn't a nurse?
Midwife.
Okay. If a city person goes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
Or in a city dude.
Okay. If a country person goes to town, what might the city people call him behind his back?
Country.
Okay. How do you normally refer to a member of your own race? Refer to a member of your own race?
I guess.
But would you normally call them Negro or a colored person or what?
I call them Negro, that's what they are.
Okay,
that's right. They ain't
colored. Okay, we know that there's some words that Negroes don't like to be called. It hurts their feelings. Do you mind telling me maybe one word that, or something you can think of that hurts
them? Some people don't like for you to call them a nigger.
Okay.
And then some don't like for you to call them colored people, but they don't mind you call them a Negro.
That's right. Okay. How do you normally refer to a person whose skin is white?
So how you refer to
what? A person whose skin is white.
Well, what do it mean? Now? How do you refer?
What
to?
Do you call them?
Oh, call them white people.
Okay. Suppose you were angry with a member of my race and wanted to call the person something that would hurt his feelings. What might you say, or would you? Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully what?
Mad.
Suppose you'd been working very hard all day. By night time you might say, man, I'm really what?
Tired.
Okay. The nurse at school sent a little boy home early because he what at school?
Maybe he cried or went to sleep.
Okay, and if the nurse sent him home, he was probably what?
Sick.
Okay. If a person has a sick feeling in his stomach, you would say that he feels sick where?
In his stomach.
Okay. What do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
So what would I call it?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had maybe a serenade or a chivalry?
Yeah, serenade, putting things on the car, something.
Okay. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They may say to the child, you'd better behave or what will get you?
A ghost or something.
Okay. How would you greet a friend on December the 25th?
Happy Christmas.
Okay. If you have
Merry Christmas.
Okay. If you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to what this very far.
Total.
What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water? It can draw its four legs and head and tail completely inside its shell.
A turtle.
What do you call a similar creature that lives on land?
Similar.
Of the same thing that lives on land.
Oh, some people call them gophers.
Okay. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Shiver.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body up here?
Chest.
What do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use in a lake?
A rowboat.
Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
Pretty color.
Okay, might you ever say pair of or strand of or string of beads?
String of beads.
Okay.